Town of Brule, regular meeting for August 8th, 2011, will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Mr. Olin, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Olin?
Here.
Here.
Councilmember Abraham?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Present.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here. Tonight, we have guests. As is our tradition, if a person's running in our area, we allow them to come and say a few words to us. And first, we have Mr. Jim Guillory, a BESE board candidate. Mr. Guillory, if you'd come up to the podium.
Thank you very much.
Face the...
Do I have to go here?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. I've met everyone, I think, on the council. Thank you, Mayor, for having, allowing me to be here. And I've met everyone, and thanks, Ms. Joyce, for being, what, 33 years of teaching?
Six.
36. It's a big responsibility to educate our kids, and that's one of the reasons why I am running for the BESE board. And the handouts are there, and I'd like to call your attention to the handout in color, the colored one. And it shows you what's happening by because of policies being developed by the BESE board. There's 11 board members, three appointed by the governor, eight elected. I'm one of, if I get on the board, I'd be one of the eight elected in the state. And you can see the kind of things that are happening to the various school systems, including this parish. And I was with Superintendent Corona this afternoon at 1:30. And you have good schools in this parish, but if you get hit by reducing a minimum foundation allocation of funds, and you have some senatorial candidates here, you have to deal with that. And of course, you have reform efforts that are being made, reform model schools. But when you allow some of these reform model schools to select the student bodies, A and B students, you compare the test scores for those versus the traditional schools, where we have to take A, B, C, D, and F in special needs kids, it's not a good comparison of apples to apples. But you can see, and that's why I'm interested in dealing with the BESE board, because I was on the board of 8 years in the Voiles Parish. I'm not a politician. I ran 8.5 years ago because I wanted to do something for education. I'm a country boy from Voiles Parish, and I have achieved what I have, not inherited through wealth or anything, but by virtue of having education. I think all of our children need to have opportunities to get an education for them to benefit and have a good quality of life. The curriculums that are designed, I know that you have a good school. Walt LeMoyne has 104, his student performance score is 104 here in this parish. Abbeville is doing some good things about the kids who, 75% of the kids do not go to college, and they're working with the industry here to develop curriculums to train people to address the needs in the various industries that are here. That's what we need to do, be creative. And of course, those with going to college, well, they do fine in whatever school you go to, but you have to challenge them all, you know, throughout. But the other thing I'd like for you to look at, this is my platform in a way, dealing with reform. Some of the models now, reform deals with, you define reform in two different ways. Some of the people who are advocating for reform giving certain privilege, certain considerations for certain schools like RSD schools in New Orleans post-Katrina, they're getting $13,000 per student. Parish like Avoyelles and others, West Baton Rouge and West and East Feliciana, et cetera, get about $8,000. So you can see the disparity here. There's no equality there. Plus, they get their insurances paid through extra funding by the BESE board, which now again is not equitable, because school boards have to pay their facilities insurances through the allocations they get. So you have one group of school models that get more money, and of course the test scores are better in some of these scores. If I test and you as a teacher, knowing that if you get A and B students in your classes, what do you think the test scores are going to be? Quite a bit different than if you average it all A, B, D, C, and F kids, and that average will be a lot less than what you get when you have A and B students, in my opinion, and it's pretty well documented by statistical studies. But look at this, if you don't mind, look at it, and I'm a term-limited, self-limited board member. I didn't have my position my second term, and all three of candidates who ran for my position, when I announced several months in advance, they spoke to me first and asked if I was going to run. So it's a good indication that possibly would not have had. My wife was not in favor of that. She almost threatened to divorce me. I couldn't afford that. You know how that goes. I'm the attorney here. I didn't decide because of that. She's in support of me doing this because education is so critically important for our kids in this day and time. So with that, I'll close, and if you have any questions, but please read this, and I think it will give you an idea of who I am and what I would hope to try to do if I become a member of the BESSE board. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Gilroy. Appreciate it.
You didn't even have to do a sign, did you?
No, I was ready. I was getting ready. I was preparing. Yeah, I would do it for anybody. Yeah. All right. Next, we're going to hear from Mr. Troy Brown, a Senate candidate.
Thank you, man. I want to give this to you all. Thank you.
Mayor and Council, thank you all for allowing me to come in and address you all. My name is Troy Brown. I've met only the mayor, I think. I am a resident. I'm a resident of Geismar, Louisiana, and I'm a native of Assumption Parish, which is Napoleonville, Louisiana. And as the mayor said earlier, I am a candidate for State Senate District 2, which is one of the newly created districts that was created in the current redistricting session that just occurred. Just to tell you a little bit about the district before I get into some other things, the card that you have, and I have some for the audience if you all would like to get it. This district encompasses a portion of 8 different parishes. As you can see, I have a listing of all the parishes and a clear understanding of what part of those parishes is included. As far as you all are concerned, here in West Baton Rouge Parish, Brule as well as Addis is included. There's only a small portion of the Addis area and the Brule area that is not included, and that you won't be able to see from this map. We look at it. There's another mail out that's going to come out that's going to show all the distinct precincts. But for argument's sake tonight, Brule, pretty much 80 to 90% of Brule is in the district. Encompasses about 68,000 people, 68,000 voters, should I say, in the district. The bulk of the people, population-wise, mainly runs between the Ascension area and St. John area, which is going toward the Laplace area, headed to New Orleans. But for numbers' sake, it was drawn to where it encompasses West Baton Rouge all the way up to Port Allen. A portion of Port Allen, a portion of Addis, a portion of Brule, as well as same thing in Iberville Parish as well. This district is distinct because of the fact that it touches 8 different parishes, as I said earlier. But when you look at the numbers, a lot of the parishes are represented by multiple senators. And in understanding the strength of the Senate has a total of 39 people. This district alone touches, they're going to have colleagues with 10 other senators. So by itself, working along with 10 senators, along with the senator who's elected for this position, you're talking about a group of 11 senators that you're already working with various details and similar issues throughout those areas, which gives you a fair advantage when you're talking about jockeying for issues of concern for the various parishes and various cities that encompass this area. For instance, West Baton Rouge, I know from talking to a lot of the leaders here, you all are a big advocate of getting 415 extended. And in talking to some of the leaders that I've talked to, it would be a great idea to see 3127. A lot of you all are not from this area, but 3127 runs parallel to I-10, but more maybe about 15 miles south of I-10, which would kind of be almost even with where 415 is. So that would give us 3127 to the interstate, I-10 up to where it makes the curve in Baton Rouge, and as well Airline Highway as well as an east-westerly route. Help with evacuation, help with travel, minimize congestion. Those are some of the things that this district can help and assist with. To go back to my platform, if you look at this card, I'm not going to talk all night about the various issues. This district goes into 8 parishes again. Various issues of concern exist all throughout the district. Some issues are identical here, just like they are in the LaPlace area. That's just like they are in the Thibodaux area, with the exception of coastal protection. Of course, we all know Lafourche Parish is one of the areas that needs a lot of coastal protection. But most of these issues pretty much touch all of the parishes. And coming from the business side, I'm a business owner. I'm in the home care business, and I'm also a licensed residential contractor. Coincidentally, operating in all sectors of this district. If you look at this map, the most western parish is West Baton Rouge. I actually have an office right across the street here in the Oak Shopping Center. We service elderly and disabled people in their home to keep them in the home rather than going into the nursing home. Also, if you look to the most eastern part of the district, St. John Parish, I work there as well. We have an office there. The most southern parish, Lafourche Parish, we have an office there as well, which is where my main office is. And as well in the middle of which is in Assumption Parish, 4 offices, one company working in 4 different locations with a staff of about 400 people that started from zero. I think right here, this is the smallest office. We have about 80 some people throughout this area that work here. So with a district this big, I think one of the most important issues of concern that people are going to have is, how do we know we can reach you? If you're working out of that parish and you're representing 8 parishes, how do we know we can reach you? Coincidentally, I already worked this whole district. It was coincidentally drawn, and I already work every sector of it. I'm in Brule at least two, sometimes 3, sometimes 4 times a week, but never not in Brule once a week at least. So to not take up much of your time, you all will be able to get to know me by reading some of the information that I've given you all. Look at my webpage, you'd find out, you know, aside from being a business owner, I'm married with 2 kids, and hopefully one on the way in a little bit. And have a heart to help people. You know, I'm coming from the business side. I think personally that government is synonymous to running a business. If you know how to run a business, you should know how to operate in government, working as a team player with other legislative leaders as well. And with the success that I think that my history has shown that I've had in all businesses that I've had, as well as the current businesses that I have, it would show you all that I would be an avid state senator and accessible and dependable for when you all need things done. Thank you very much.
Keep giving.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have Mr. Elton Obear, state senate also.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for having me here today. Before I get started, I want to introduce you to my wife, Dr. Claudette Obear, who pastors a small church in Vashry, a medium-sized church in Vashry, and my legislative assistant, Ms. Danielle Bell. As I said, my name is Elton Obear. I'm a candidate for the state senate. Just tell you a little bit about my history. I grew up in St. James Parish, grew up in Vashry. Upon graduation from high school, I joined the United States Air Force, served 4 years in the military. Out of the Air Force, I attended Nicholls State University for 2 years, and then I was offered a job at Freeport-McMoRan, where I eventually worked 33 years in industry, 22 at Freeport-McMoRan, 5 at CS Metals, and I just recently, in February 1st, retired from Dow Chemical. I held office of a council member in St. James Parish for 16 years. I was council chairman for 6 years. I served for 16 years, my goal was to serve 20, but when term limits kicked in for the House of Representatives, I was fortunate enough to be the people's choice for the House of Representatives for District 58, where I currently serve. I serve on the Education Committee, I serve on Transportation, and I serve on the Municipal. So I deal with issues dealing with towns, with roads, and with our children and our teachers. My passion is people. I'm a 24-year volunteer fireman from Bastrop Volunteer Fire Department, where I served for 24 years. Well, my life history is serving people. That's what I do. That's what I've always done. I don't own a business, so I don't have a special interest. My interest is people in the community. Right out of high school, I started my career as a servant in the military, as a councilman, as a state representative, as a volunteer fireman. As I say, that's what I do. I've received several awards. I served on the Police Jury Association for 10 years. I worked my way up to first vice president for the state. You know, when people choose you in leadership position, as often as I've been chosen, you must be doing something right. I always put the people first. I don't have a business that I have to put first. I don't have another special interest that I have to put first. I serve all my time serving people. I return all my phone calls. I take any requests for visits. If either you come to me or I can come to you. 4 years as a legislator, 16 years as a councilman, nobody can ever say that they called my office and didn't get a response. Some people say experience don't count for much, but let me tell you, when you've been elected as often as I've been, experience counts for a lot. When I ran for state representative, I was endorsed by LIB, I was endorsed by LCA, I was endorsed by ABC, the contractors, I was endorsed by the Baton Rouge Chamber and several other organizations. So far this year, I've already picked up the endorsement of the Home Builders Association. People see how I work in the legislature. They're satisfied with the way I vote, with my voting record, and the way I carry myself. So with that said, I humbly ask for your support as your next state senator. I am truly a proven leader in every aspect of the word. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Just a matter of information. Is this the same district, Mr.?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because it didn't say on this card which district it was. I don't think.
Well,
okay. All right. I got you. Okay.
I got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
Front Vashery or back there?
We have a front and back Brule, you know that. Well, okay. Thank you to all the candidates who spoke. Mr. Grace, George L. Grace Jr. is not here, is he? No?
No.
Okay, we'll skip over that. Next, we have Ms. Kathy Stewart with the West Baton Rouge Chamber. Wants to give us an economic development update. Kathy?
Good evening. Mayor, City Council, thank you so much. Glad to be here with you tonight. There's a lot going on in our parish and a lot of good things, projects that we're working on, the West Baton Rouge Chamber under the umbrella of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber and the State Economic Development Office. These projects we are working on currently, all of these are companies that are interested in coming to our area, and one is an expansion project. Because of the confidentiality of it, I can only give you the project nicknames for them as we work with them and the job potential that they're looking at and properties to come to our parish. The first project is Project Kodak. The potential job situation would be 120 employees for the first phase and 200 for the second. The size that they're looking at is between a 60 and 80 acre tract. And they're looking for also a 300,000 square foot facility to expand to 50,000 square feet. That project was put out by BRAC 90 days ago, and we're still working with the site selector out of state on this particular project. Project Bunny Rabbit, jobs 300 for the first 3 years, roughly equal to 100 jobs per year. The size of the building that they're looking for is a 90,000 square foot. It's a manufacturing company. They also need 20,000 square feet for office space and 10,000 square feet for a warehouse space. This is in a 90-day period also, and we're working with, this is an expansion project for a company that's out of state that's looking to put their second part of this expansion in Louisiana. And they're looking, we're competing with, we're one of three sites in Louisiana that's in this bid process, but we're competing against two other states, is my understanding from the State Economic Development Office. But they won't tell us what, where we are in priority, first, second, or third, but we are one of the three. Project Raindrop has a potential of 130 jobs. They're looking at a 250 track site to locate their business to. This is a new project that we're working on right now. We're trying to secure all of the requirements for the project, for the bid project for this. This is brand new. Project SSG has a potential of 55 employees within 3 years. They're looking at roughly a 300,000 square foot warehouse facility. It's manufacturing, and this has been, this project was currently being worked by BRAC when I came on in March the 1st, and we're continuing to monitoring, but we haven't gotten an update this month, so I don't have an update to give you, but I'm still tracking it since I've been on board. Project Sail has an opportunity of 1,000 direct jobs with 6,000 supplier jobs. They're looking for a 20-acre track with 250 square footage expandable to 600,000 square feet. The next project is the West Baton Rouge Expansion. This is a company that's in East Baton Rouge that's looking to build a second location to expand their business. It currently would, when they expand, would only be 5 to 10 jobs, and they only need 5 acres. We've shown them 3 properties in the parish, and we're waiting for this particular client to get back with us to let us know what they, if this meets their needs. Project MDV is a third-party vendor person that has 2 or 3 contracts with the petrochemical companies along our the river area here. They're looking to bring back jobs from a Texas job that was here, but they outsourced it, and they're looking to bring it back. We're in a hot running for this. It has a potential of 25 jobs. They're looking at an existing warehouse space in the parish, and we hope to know more. They're trying to see if they qualify for some tax incentives from the state because of bringing some jobs back, and it's an expansion. Project Oreo has the potential of jobs 150 to 200, and they're looking at a 200 to 250-acre track site. We're working these projects very hard with BRAC and through the Louisiana Economic Development Office. Also, I'm attending a certification class from LIDEA, which Entergy is sponsoring me to go so that I can get certified in economic development. I've already attended one class. There's another one in 2 weeks, and there will be 2 more after that. It's a 2-day workshop, and then you take a test, and I pass the first test. You take the test after you take the class for 2 days. Also want to bring you up to date that our monthly chamber meeting that will be August the 31st. We'd like to invite the council to come, and if you'll take a flyer, please. Yes, thank you so much. It's August the 31st, and our first speaker for the fall will be our parish president. He's going to give a state of the parish address, and Senator David Vitter will also be with us. It'll be at the Addis Community Center. I'd like to extend an invitation for you all to come. We would like to have you sit up front at a reserved table to recognize our local officials across the parish and our local municipalities if you can attend. We would love to have you come. Also, something new that we're going to be doing, we're going to focus on education. And the first membership meeting in August, coming back into the school schedule, I just came from Brulee High School. They were getting ready for the ceremony this evening in the gym, and I met with the principal, and we're starting a new program. There's a new general manager at Walmart. Joe, spoken with him quite a bit, and he's all about community, and he's going to sponsor a program focusing on high school students, and we're inviting, starting with Brulee High School, Walt's going to invite a senior boy and girl to come to the chamber meeting. They're going to be recognized, and then we're going to rotate it with Port Allen. So I would love for you to be there too, to see two students that'll be recognized from Brule High School with the principal and with Mr. Walmart, with Ed Johnson. He's going to present the students, and they're going to lead us in the pledge for that particular, and we're going to do that and rotate. We want to expose our children. Education and economic development, we believe, goes hand in hand, and this is an opportunity for us to showcase and let the children see what businesses are doing and what it's about. Lastly, I'd like to mention to you, we're sponsoring a business expo with the Iberville Chamber on September the 8th. And if you would like more information, if you're not on our email broadcast, we would like to get that to you. And Debbie, I'm going to get everybody's email from you so I can personally send that. Thank you so much. And you'll seeing me on a regular basis to give a report.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. Any questions for Kathy?
Thank you.
Who comes up with those names for those projects?
Some of the names, believe it or not, come from state economic development. Some of them, if they come into the office, I know, it's random.
Sounds like the CIA or something.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, carrying on with the regular part of the agenda. As I said, when y'all walked in, y'all are not, we won't be hurt if you leave because we, you know, it's pretty boring. All right. Thank you, fellas. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Approval of minutes at a regular meeting of July the 11th. They're in your package. If there's any corrections, do I hear a motion? Moved by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. O'Lynn. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports ought to go correctly. Public Works, I don't know of anything. Planning and zoning, I'm not aware of anything, although we are alleged to have a public hearing on the re-subdivision of Orleans Quarters second filing at the August 23rd meeting. So I'll be sending, actually what I'm doing is I'm sending out individual letters to everybody whose property adjoins it, and I'm also in the letter sending out encouraging them to invite their neighbors and friends. So everybody along Eileen Street and Orleans Quarters and all, they're all going to get an individual letter. Of course, we're meeting the regular old requirements, putting in a paper and posting around town, but that doesn't usually work as effectively as a letter. So,
Joey, what's that? What's the date for that?
23rd, I think, is August. No, well, 24th, I guess. It must. Yeah, it's the 24th. I think I said 23rd. But it's the 24th.
Planning and zoning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Might need crowd control.
Yeah, we might need crowd control. Yeah. Finance committee, I'm not aware of anything. Audit is started, but not finished. Personnel. But now, Jamie wants to hire a part-time employee. Y'all want to amend the agenda now or wait till police? Let's wait till police. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, Jamie, why don't you?
Yeah, I hate to spring this on y'all at the last minute. We have a guy who's willing to help us out with some part-time work. He's a four-year veteran of the Riverdale Sheriff's Office. He's come out and did some ride-along for this year. He called today and said he'd be willing to work part-time for us. We're really using right now with Brett and the academy. Travis broke a hand last week by slamming him into a tailgate. May or may not have to have surgery tomorrow, Wednesday. And I asked that the men have a chance to do the rest to consider approval.
Second. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Hebert.
As a side note, I do have in possession a copy of the psychological exam.
Let's wait till we amend the agenda. Is there any discussion from the council on the amending the agenda only? Any comments from the audience? Further discussion from the council? Mm-hmm. All right, roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Hebert?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember O'Leary?
Yes.
Okay, the agenda is amended. Now, do you have a recommendation for the council?
Yes, I'd like to recommend 40 Kaye and the 40 Diamond Employee.
$14 an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
That puts him up with some of the guys. He has 4 years full-time with the Bills, and three prior to that as a reserve. I do have him possessed a copy of his psychological examination, his full certificate, and his high school.
Okay, recommendation on the floor. Do I hear a motion to accept it? Mr. Bear?
Second.
Second, Mr. Kershaw. Any discussion? No? Any discussion from the audience? All right, roll call vote. Yes means offer your firing at $14 an hour.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember
Abear? Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember
Olin? Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right, government affairs. Well, anything else, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, tomorrow
I'll be in Charlotte, and I'll be in Charlotte.
Consideration of Governmental Affairs Committee. I don't know of anything. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. We have none. Hearing final action on ordinance. Introduction ordinance. I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations. Resolution, first resolution, whatever. Discontinue collection of ad valorem taxes for the year 2011. We, in the budget, we did not include ad valorem taxes, and this is the official resolution that tells the assessor that we do not want him to collect them for us. But the whatever you do, other taxes don't come till next year. It reassessment, but the
reassessment.
What is it, Fish?
Assessor.
Levying them don't come till next year. Okay, my bad. All right, anyway. Do I hear a motion? Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Mr. Hebert. Any discussion from the council? Any discussion from the audience? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember
Bourgeois? Yes.
Next item, we talked about it in committees last week. The parish has a contract for purchasing culverts, and depending on whether we have a lot of interest in the culvert program, we may have to piggyback on their contract, which would mean the parish, the contract, the vendor, and ourselves all have to agree. All I'm asking is to authorize me to enter into that type of agreement if we need to. Doesn't mean we will, but if we have a big rush of people who want to buy a bunch of culverts and it's over $30,000, then we'll avoid having to bid it out. So I'm asking the council to authorize me.
I move.
Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olin. Any discussion from the council? Any discussion from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember
Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember
Abear? Yes. Next item is, I wrote the council an email, but I'll tell the public, the parish received bids and accepted Sullivan Contractors as their contractor for overlaying their roads. And the price for the overlay was $95 cubic yard for asphalt, laid asphalt. We estimated $120 when we just did an estimate on what it would cost to do ours. So that is a very, very good price. We have the same option with piggybacking on that contract if the contractor, the parish, and us all agree. Pee-wee certainly agrees. I've talked to him about it, and we will decide whether it's in our best interest, but we have not yet heard back from the contractor whether he wants to or not. If the circumstance comes up where the contractor is mobilizing in a big hurry and he has to have a decision from the town of Brulee between now and the next meeting, I'm asking for the authority to pull the trigger and go with them rather than wait for the bids and let them do the work. And Tom's got a couple more things to check on legally because of the size and all that, but it appears on the surface to be okay. I will not, if he doesn't press me into it, I'm going to wait for the bids to be open. I'd rather do it that way. But I talked to Roy Wagensback last week, informally in the audience, and he told me if he thought if we could get $95, he'd jump at it. In other words, I would rather wait. I'd rather see the bids come in and see if we might get less than 95, obviously. But if the contractor presses us and says the only way you can do it is between now and next week, you got to give me an answer. I just want to have the option to do that. I'll probably, as I always do, before I do anything, I'll probably communicate with y'all and tell y'all this is a deal, you know, specifics. But we haven't heard back from the contractor, or I'd be able to tell you for sure right now, but I can't.
Not many people as aggressive as we are over there in the streets. How much roads...
They're only doing like 3,000 tons where we're doing 1,800 tons. Yeah, they're doing Tombstone, Red Eye, and a couple of other small roads. They're not doing all
that. Do.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a tendency to do a lot of it all at one time, you know, when a lot of roads need it. That's just their style.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah, no, we were surprised at how small that scope is, and the good thing is because they're doing the roads very, very close to us, they may be interested in just picking up our part. They really don't have to mobilize from Red Hat to Ori Drive is, you know, right there. So it's really not that big a deal. So they might be interested, but that's the same contractor that many years ago I refused to pay because he put too much asphalt on the ground. But he may remember me and not want to fool with it, but we'll see. It's just an option. I'm just asking for the option. Yeah, well, he and I had about $100,000 argument.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, seconded by Mr. Olin. Any further discussion? Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Discussion from the audience? All right, roll call vote.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Yes. Fire department reported.
Well, both juvenile, we had 7 first aid calls inside the town, 13 outside the town. We had 2 vehicle fires inside the town, 3 outside the town was trash fires, and 2 false alarms. Gas leak outside the town, 1. We had 1 motor vehicle crash inside the town, 3 outside the town, and mutual aid. EMS acts 1, and total for the month is 31, total for the year 187.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you.
Any? Police department?
For the month of July, we had 4 wreck reports, 30 bench warrants, 8 of them were ours. That includes arrest and or collections. 2 for Ward 3 from Mike Zito's office. We had 1 theft of a boat motor, which was recovered. 1 burglary, which was the theft of a weed eater under a carport. 12 alarm calls, 7 of those being residential, 5 business alarms, 17 assisting other agencies, West Baton Rouge, Addison, State Police, 10 traffic arrests, and 36 miscellaneous calls consisting of 2 welfare checks, 4 suspicious vehicles, escorted 2 different people to retrieve personal belongings from a house that they wasn't getting along with the people. Removal of an unwanted person. Vehicle unlocks. We had a fireworks call, and it wasn't even around the 4th of July either. This one was after the 4th. Vandalism to some signs. Loud music report. Suspicious person report. Stolen license plate report. And a damage to an election sign and a couple civil matters. Other than that, last week, as most of you were here, you know, we had our community informational meeting, had a great turnout. After we tallied up the numbers the next day of the people that signed in, we had 181 residents from inside the town limits and 19 from outside the city limits that showed up. So a little over 200 people. Great turnout. Got a lot of people interested in setting up and going forward with a neighborhood watch. Some of y'all can remember a couple years back we tried the neighborhood watch meetings, and between two meetings I think we had 7 people show up. So this was very, very good. Got a lot of new ideas that we're moving forward with as far as notifying the public when we have something serious that happens and we think the public should be aware of, utilizing some things that the parish has in place or we'll put in place whatever we need to. So it was a very good meeting, very informational, and glad everybody came out. And thank you guys that did come out. Thanks for everyone's help that gave us a hand.
Questions, comments? All right, I have no correspondence. The mayor's report has been preempted by the prayer service at marks of personal privilege. Anyone? Hearing none. Announcements. We have voter registration drive on August 31st in Town Hall. We have Town Hall will be closed on September 5th for Labor Day, and therefore the committee meeting will be moved from the 5th to the 6th of September. I hear a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Olin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
7-9.
Amen.